We will limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, euros, pounds, and yen to be part of the global economy. We'll limit their ability to do that. We're going to stunt the ability of, to finance and grow Russia, the Russian military. We're going to impose major, and we're going to impair their ability to compete in high-tech 21st century economy. Huh. We've already seen the impact of our actions on Russia's currency and the ruble, which early today hit its weakest level ever, ever in history.
That is Joe Biden, President of the United States, and this is the Lars Larson Show. And I want to put a question to Ed Timberlake, who's a former director of technology threat assessments at the Pentagon, United States Marine Corps fighter pilot and Top Gun graduate, fighter squadron commander for the Hells Angels, and former assistant secretary for Veterans Affairs. Thanks for your service, Ed, and welcome back to the program.
No, sir, thank you so much for having me on during these very scary and difficult times.
It is scary and difficult, and in fact, even scarier is that there are already suggestions that Putin won't be satisfied with just Ukraine. So there are some folks, mostly on the left side of the aisle in America, who are saying, well, he's going to go on and go to other places as well, hence Joe Biden's deployment of troops to other NATO countries. But tell me, do you think that anything the president is doing to this point is going to make a difference in the whole situation?
No, sir, not at all. Never. Too little, too late. Even a person I disagree with and find very lacking, General Clapper, came on recently, and he had the portfolio, by the way. Again, I disagree with him mostly, but he said something really struck with me. He said that in 2014, we should have stopped this. So he let this play out with the Obama-Biden administration. Then President Trump comes in, nothing happens. Biden comes in with Vice President Harris, who went to Germany to stop this, and obviously we never heard from her. So it has been a total picture of eyewash ineptitude at the highest levels to allow it to fester to this level. Quite frankly, Putin has the initiative. He's a very vicious and smart man, very smart, very vicious. I've been in Ukraine a lot. I was sent there for the North Atlantic Assembly as staff secretary to try and talk to Ukraine about coming into NATO. I toured Sevastopol. I was in Kiev, or they now pronounce it Kiev, a lot. And I have a lot of respect for the Ukrainian people, but I also came away with saying it's a very hard luck country. The tragedy of Ukraine has been a history of really being oppressed and starved by the Russians, and now they're getting beaten up. Now, a lot of people will look at Putin, as Bush called him, and saying, yeah, he's winning the initial round. But he does have a serious problem coming, and this may mitigate some of the in other words, Biden isn't doing this. Putin may be self-limited, because once he decapitates Iran, and I think our intelligence community may be right. I'm sorry, decapitates Ukraine. I think our intelligence community is correct on that, Ukraine. He will have what's known as a problem with a nation called stability operations. And the last time the Russians tried that was Afghanistan, and we tried it in Afghanistan and failed. Stability operations means they got to pacify the Ukrainian people, armed to the teeth, ready to fight to the death. And that's something I don't think the Russians want to do, because the Ukrainians, even in World War II, showed that they can be vicious partisan fighters when their freedom is finally stepped on and they're oppressed. So this isn't playing out yet, but the biggest danger, sir, for your listeners, and it's not a warning, it's just a probability, small, however small, is that we're dealing with nuclear powers. You know, NATO has U.S., England, and France, and Russia has nukes. When you have bullets flying and people dying, the possibility of a miscalculation is there. It may be a very low probability, but I'll remind your listeners, they may not have remembered this, but 2.5 years ago, Putin, through his national media outlet, threatened the east coast of the United States with basically a doomsday weapon, a 100-megaton torpedo that it would fire, which would put enough atmospheric pollutants up there, radioactive stuff, that would basically take out our east coast. He did that, and that was 2.5 years ago. So we're dealing with a very volatile situation at this moment, and it's very, very fraught with danger, and I am sincerely worried that the President of the United States at this moment isn't up to it. I hope that he has enough backup, that they know deterrence, they have the will to insist on deterrence, which means our triads are always ready. We don't ask for war, but we're standing ready because this thing is very volatile right now.
Well, what would push it to that point where one side or another would end up using nukes?
Cross-border operations into a NATO country with viciousness, and all of a sudden it gets spirals out of control. We have two different doctrines. The American doctrine is we will respond. The Russian doctrine is escalation of nukes to de-escalate. In other words, they go up the chain of escalating, threatening nukes, hoping that you step back. But if they start marching into Warsaw or Poland or something like that, and they start winning and they start rolling up the flanks, which they're not going to do, I don't think they have the power to do it, then you got a serious problem. And if you go the other way and you threaten Putin, then you don't know what this man's going to do, because he already said that kind of weapon is on the table. So inside Ukraine, I think we're okay. But the minute it escalates outside of Ukraine, which I don't think it will, by the way, then you have other parts of a dynamic equation kick in, which is nuclear powers facing down each other in actual ground and air combat or at sea. You know, we have the Second Fleet, thank God, stood up by Admiral Woody Lewis, and it's ready. So across the board, America and our allies can deter Putin, I believe. I really believe, as a military guy, and my dad was a nuke, and I was a fighter pilot. However, the uncertainty still surprised me. The fact that Putin has gone this far is amazing. Now, as I said, he will have a problem. Once he decapitates Ukraine, which I think he may be able to do, he now has stability operations or the security of what he's captured, and that's going to be a very nasty problem for him. It may even destabilize them at home eventually if the Russian people get tired of seeing their young men and women come back in body bags when you try and pacify a country for years. I don't think he's going to make that. They did walk out of Afghanistan. So did we, by the way. Yeah. Again, that happened on the Biden watch. So badly. Weakness begets weakness. So
let me ask, I'm trying to add Ed Timberlake is a U.S. Marine Corps fighter pilot in his background, also former Assistant Secretary for Veterans Affairs. Did we set Ukraine up for this in talking them out of their nukes in the 90s after they ceased to be a Russian Soviet republic, and then talking them out of a lot of their conventional weapons under Obama, and then declining to try to rearm them until Trump came in and gave them some arms? Did we kind of set the country up for this situation?
Sir, I don't want to use a nasty word, but it's almost that famous cliche of Animal House. You dumped it, you screwed up, you trusted us. Yes, yeah. They screwed up a little bit and bought into what we were telling them. And we didn't follow through, and the past is the past. And there were moments in time where you could have deterred this and you could have been more forceful. I think President Trump understood it, by the way. I really do think he understood the dilemma of dealing with Putin, even though he had the liberals ripping apart. I think he was a very realistic person on the geopolitical dimensions of that part of the world. And notice, nothing happened. And the minute he loses or he gives up the power, it happens. He's not president. They test. And the other half of this equation, which I think is equally dangerous, if not more so, is the Chinese are watching
China and Taiwan.
Over Taiwan.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Those two things are linked. So
I think they're watching to see what happens. Ed, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. That's Ed Timberlake, former Director of Technology Threat Assessments at the Pentagon, former Marine Corps fighter pilot and Top Gun graduate as well, and former Assistant Secretary for Veterans Affairs. Mr. Timberlake, thank you so much for your service, and thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm glad to get your calls at 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Emails go to talk@LarsLarson.com. You've got the Lars Larson Show and the Radio Northwest Network. Coming up, your phone calls and your emails.